That's right. It's What's Up Lagos. And yeah, LT Skills, ODG there. I love that song and I know that you love it too. Welcome Lagos. It is What's Up Lagos with the Techies. Yeah, I know that was still coming to play. I know that was still come out of my mouth. I know that I would still get to say that. It's not off my head just yet. Maybe as time goes on, I would be able to completely take that off my mouth. But how are you doing? It's a Monday. Today is the 22nd of May 2022. It's a Monday. What a day to be alive. It is the day that the Lord has made and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I hope that you had a wonderful weekend. I hope that your weekend went well and good and fine. I'm also hoping that you are alive and healthy and awake and also glad and grateful for today. Grateful for the air that you can breathe in. Grateful for the atmosphere. It seems as though it was about to rain earlier. I do not know if it rained in your area or if it's sunny in your area. But whatever the atmosphere, whatever the weather, we're hoping that it is one that is conducive, one that we're grateful for. My name is Andrea Odwobi Teke, and I will be riding solo today. Not something that I am so comfortable about just yet, but I know as time goes on, we'll be able to fit in just, you know, to fit in just fine. We're kicking off the show with the feel of Lagos. You know how it goes. You tell us what is going on around your area and how you are doing. Yeah, basically how you're doing, what's going on around your area. A lot happened over the weekend. If it's one, what was the highest point for you? Shout out to Man City. Yeah, shout out to Man City. What was the highest for you? What was the lowest for you? A lot happened in the entertainment scene, talking about the Nigeria idol, and kudos to Progress. Some of us were rooting for him, while some were rooting for Zadok. But I mean, it's a competition at the end of the day, and so let the best man win, and the best man won, so to speak. But I know for a fact that they are both fantastic singers, and they will do well in the industry. Yeah, I really do know that they will do well in the industry. How are you doing this morning? I'm hoping that you're well. The Feel of Lagos is live right now. Lagos, we take you around Lagos, we take you across Lagos, we take you. If you are not in Lagos and you're listening to What's Up Lagos, you're most likely to feel what Lagos feels like on What's Up Lagos. So do hit us up and tell what is going on around your area. Remember to scream What's Up Lagos, letting out all the bad emotions that you're feeling. Maybe I should also scream What's Up Lagos at this time. Maybe it would help me feel a lot better. Oh, I gotta tell you, there's something about that screaming. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, what's up, Lagos? Welcome.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Cheers to life. Cheers to life indeed. Welcome. Welcome.
I'm happy to be the first to tell it to you.
Yeah, welcome. I'm glad that you've made it.
Please, we're trying to be calling from Abata.
Welcome in the BC. How are you doing this morning?
I'm okay.
All right. What's going on around Apapa? You want to share any situation report this morning?
Everywhere is still a car. Because only Okada people are too much here. Too many Okada people.
They're still operating? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
So many of them.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, NBC, for sharing with us. And thank you for that scream. That actually did a lot. Aside from you telling us what's going on around your area, it's also the time for you to, you know, share what it is that you're going through. You want to let it all out. Sometimes it's just good to vent, yeah? Just, you know, say as it is. But I mean, you're on radio, so you would use your discretion not to use vulgar words on the air. But feel free to tell us how you're doing. Just let out that emotion. Remember, it's the feel of Lagos. How are you doing this morning? 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. Now, I don't know if you saw Who Deserves to Be a Millionaire yesterday. So I saw that content. I mean, and at some point I was really upset. On the other hand, I felt, well, things happen. So maybe it's one of those things. I will give you the full gist after this call. Hello?
Hey, this is Eze from Odogwolu. Good morning.
Good morning, Eze from Odogwolu.
Wow. Where is college now?
Wait, didn't you listen on Friday? Did you listen on Friday?
Oh, okay. Yeah, she said it's going somewhere. Mm. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
You see, my problem now, if you can see me, you pity me. Mosquito don't chop me finish.
Try.
Hey, you do know why?
Why?
Because of no light for past 10 days now, being in darkness. Oh, you pity me, I beg. Pity me. Eh?
Oh,
can
my
you,
God.
Can I send you a message?
Oh, yeah, now. Send a message. You want to take
Please.
A picture of how Let you look?
Let me go to, you know, our Nepal office here in Odogwolu.
Okay, go ahead.
Help me go there and beg them. Say that she give us the light. Please, I'm okay. Begging you.
Okay.
If you do that, I will call Made a Nigeria Info forever. I will never stop calling. Please help me. I beg you.
Shout out to you, Sunday. I have not gone to the one in my back here to tell them to give me light. I've not gone to the one, you know. So for them to give me light, I should travel all the way to Odogwolu on a Sunday. Anyway, hello? Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers alive! Yay, yay, yay! Welcome.
I'm Grace. I'm calling from Ojo.
Welcome. Good to have you.
Please, I want calling. Come back. When is he coming back? He's always making us to laugh. Mm. He's a comedian to us. Please, when is he coming back?
You should listen
Hello?
On the show. You should listen on the show.
Please let him come back. I like him. He makes the way he talks.
Yeah,
he makes us be happy and laughing.
We all like him.
I like it, please. Mm. Let him come quickly.
All right.
Please, I want to make a complaint.
Okay, then. Go ahead.
Your station, during Sunday, my radio has tuned to the extent that we cannot run another station.
Okay.
It's only Nigeria Info it clicked to.
Okay.
And on Sunday, we cannot hear Christian music. Your station, they don't sing Christian music on Sunday.
Mm.
When we are in the house on Sunday, they don't sing Christian music in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sure the management are listening to you. Thank you so much for your reservation. We do appreciate it.
It's late now for 7 o'clock.
Hi, welcome, Mike. It's good to have you.
What's up, Lego?
Yes. Cheers. Yes, alive. Welcome. Welcome, Mike.
I'm just feeling how you are feeling alone at the studio with that Collins. I'm already missing him.
Yeah.
That's why we should call and keep you company.
Yes, thank you so much. Yes. We're all missing him.
Yes. I don't know where to start this morning. Number one, I'm sure my staff spoiled my day. I came to work. They're not the major people I need to work are not outside. And we spoke planned work yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Imagine how you wake up on Monday morning after strategize with workers and they are not there. One, say he traveled, he couldn't call, he has not been back.
Wow.
Different excuses.
Wow.
Man. And we have production to do. We have order for the week.
Chai. I know how heartbreaking that can be.
My sister, this is Nigeria. People say they are looking for work. You will go and struggle to get a job for them to come and work and get money. I don't know. Then Okada, my sister, you go hard. You know why?
Why?
Most of the so-called law enforcement people are also owners of the bike on the road. They are some of them in my area. It's good that some of them went to bring their brothers, cousins, whatever, from our brothers, the offside, and bring them to Lagos to come and work. So who are you going to? Even at the time you stop them, they will tell you, they will call one law enforcement person to talk to you. So how are we going to stop it?
I understand you. I really do. And trust me, you're not the only one who actually thinks about it in that direction as well. Well, thank you so much, Mike, for being a part of the show. We appreciate you. What's Up Lagos is still live, 0700-993-993-993. So I want to say thank you to a few people who reached out to me saying that I made a mistake with 22nd. It was today's 23rd. So I apologize if you heard me say 22. Today is the 23rd of May 2022. What's Up Lagos is still live. 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01-465-7190. Hello, what's up, Lagos? I'm not sure he's aware that What's Up Lagos is live at the moment. 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01-465-7190. Hello?
Hello,
hi,
Lagos?
She is still alive. Welcome.
this is my first time.
We're glad you made it.
I'm not happy.
I know.
My brother is not on seat.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, my name is Bing Ajegede from TBS.
Welcome.
Yeah, my sister, the issue of Okada, I'm just happy the last caller, what he said, most of those Okada men, the Okada belongs to, first man. I've stopped one Aboki one. Man, mostly tell me, Oga, give me my money or I called the owner. I was like, and they want to ban Okada in Lagos. My sister, I can't work. It can't work.
All right, then. Thank you so much, Binga. Benjamin is on the line. Hi, Benjamin. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to live. Go ahead. Talk to us.
Yeah. This morning, I have two things to share with you. One about the bike.
Okay.
The bound in Lagos here. I think it's a good one in one side. It's not a good one in one side because... my sister, what is happening for Lagos here now, I experienced on certain things last 2 weeks. The number of bike people that are entering into Lagos early morning around 5 o'clock all the way from Ketu Express Road to Iyanaworo Barega. They reach up to 70-something.
Wow.
Carrying two people for one bike, entering Barega and coming to Ireland here. I don't know their mission. Two, come to Obalande Road in the night. One place called Suya Junction. Come there and see the number of bikes that are there. Don't have any house where to stay. and what are doing for that road, that express, that road at the Balande Road there. They are sleeping on top of bike. Come there and see what is happening here. Where are those people coming from?
Okay.
That's the question. Where are those people coming from? What is their mission? Being on that place at any time. Taking one way. Come to Sanusi Fafuwan here. That at the island here. Go there now and see how they are entering one way. And if they hit their motor, you that they hit their motor will be in problem. Before you know it, they will call one person or the other. They must know other army or police that will rescue them. I believe that it's a time bubble waiting to explode in Lagos State here. And now Ariwa people, the people they said.
Oh, all right. I know that you have said a bit of. I'm so sorry. You said a bit of it. We need to go on a break quickly. We'll be right back. I would like that you stick around for that.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Welcome back. It's 10:31 on the clock. It's still What's Up Lagos with... Yeah, I said that was still... be it in my mouth for a while. So I'm sure you're wondering why I'm struggling with saying the Tekkis on the air at the moment. So for a bit I thought, how about you just, you know, shield it on and carry it on, you know, to the end of the show. But I think I would eventually have to say what it is. So on Friday, Collins made his exit on radio, and I'm sure some of you thought it was a leave, but it isn't a leave. Collins has taken a bow off radio. It is hard for me, really hard for me. Really hard for me. It's something that I struggled for a bit to accept, but then again, when a man tells you that he has made the right decision for himself, who am I to go against it? The best I can do is to support him. So let me give you a context. Let me explain the story much better so that you can understand. So a few months ago, my husband woke me up and said, I think it's time for me to leave. Paid employment. It's time for me to leave radio. And it came to me as a shock. Like, wait, what? I don't understand. What are you saying? And he said, yeah, he's thought about it. He's prayed about it. And he feels so strong. And he's convinced that it is time for him to go. Yeah, it took me back a bit. And then for a while, I had to also ask myself internally that, is this the right decision for him and for us? Because at the end of the day, it's not just him this time. It's like we're together. We're fitting too much like a jigsaw puzzle on the show. And it is hard. Whenever one person is not on the show, you can as well feel that one person isn't on the show. It just fits too perfectly. How come that you are making this decision now? And he got to tell me that it's an instruction that he has to take. And I remembered a few, just some days back before he gave that, or before he told me that, I do what I call this spouse prayer. And I pray for my husband, I pray for my family. And in one of those days where I was praying for him, I heard in my spirit that there would come a time where he's going to make that decision. And that was something I struggled so much to accept. And I said, well, if it is your will, let your will be done. Speak to him. I don't want to be the one to go tell him this. And just a few months, he says, it's time for him to go. And so I had to succumb, even though it wasn't convenient for me. That I would say, is submission. The kind of submission that they ask women to submit to the husband's will. Because at the end of the day, it's not just the husband's will this time, but it's coming from above. And I would really, really appreciate if you all also, accept what it is, right? If you love us so much, if you love him that much, I'm sure that this is a time that you wish him well. It's hard for me. I know it's going to be really hard for you also. But this is a time that we need to show him all the love that he deserves and show me also all the love that I deserve. The show wouldn't remain the same. That I can assure you. I can come on the air and act as I am the techist. It can't happen. I am Andrea, and Collins is Collins, but the both of us coming together has actually shown and made you all realize that something like that can really happen. And I must say, I appreciate how you all accepted us and how you showed us so much love. I really do appreciate it. But they say every good thing, every beginning will definitely have an end. Yeah, every good thing. Yeah, sometimes comes to an end. So yeah, it's really hard for me, but that's what it is right now on the show. I know that the phone lines are buzzing and you all would want to say one or two things. That's what it is. I'll take you to Lagos. I'll take you to
Hello. Yeah. Good morning.
Hi, welcome.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Yeah. The news I just heard this morning, man.
Yeah.
What do I have to say? Just a bitter sweet something.
I know.
But every finish line is the beginning of a new race. That's just it.
Absolutely.
I love you.
I love you too. Thank you so much. I do appreciate it. We have Grace on the line, and Grace is calling from Montreal. Good to have you, Grace.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Please, you just throw bomb in our midst right now. He should have tell us so that we can give him an opinion.
You know what? How do you tell something like that? It's tough.
Oh, yeah. Please. Okay, let him be coming for visit at times.
Yeah.
Let us be hearing his voice just at times.
Yeah.
Or Sunday.
I know.
Please.
I know.
Also Saturday, anytime. We like hearing him. It brings joy.
Yes.
Our midst. Anytime we are hearing him, please tell him so.
he's listening.
I wish you well. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Grace. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Angela.
Andrea.
Wow.
Welcome.
I never knew that I'm so attached to this program until now.
Yeah.
I have only gotten the opportunity to call the program only once, but always. I'm an e-hair driver, but always. I always listen to the program.
Yeah.
But the leaving of your husband, it shocked me.
It shocked you, Abby. It shocked us too. Yeah. It shocked me too. I know.
Yeah.
I know.
You get that for my body. I'm not going to lie to you. Take care.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Stanley is on the line. Hello, Stanley.
Hi, Andre.
Hi, welcome.
Yeah, how are you today?
Well, it could be better.
I know.
It could
don't
be
just worry yourself. All things work out together for good to them that love Christ.
I know.
Yeah, it's for a purpose. He needs to move on. It can't be. It's just part of life. You know, just see that it's for your own good. You know, you don't just get yourself bugged.
Yeah.
Continue doing it. We are with you. And we are with him too.
Thank you.
So I wish you all the best. Don't be discouraged at all. It's part of life. It's part of life. At times in the life of a man, you keep meeting a lot of challenges that you're not meeting, and you will not want to pray and say, "Hey, I want to move on.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can do other things that can." Because we are all blessed with a lot of potentials.
Yeah.
So maybe he wants to make you a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe on a television house. What do you think?
Right. I agree with you, Stanley.
Yeah, I wish you the best, yeah?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Wasu is on the line. Welcome, Wasu.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to live.
Even though the voice... I mean, I should have shouted more than this, but unfortunately, sorry to have to use that word, unfortunately, we're getting a very big blow this morning, hearing such news that Collins left us, and he left us unceremoniously, to be sincere.
Mm.
Well, I love him so much. I'm sure we're going to miss him greatly.
Yeah.
Greatly, as in greatly. And funny enough, if I was looking forward to today, what would be my wedding anniversary. And I was expecting Collins to give me a very big shout out for that. Unfortunately, he's not here. But I wish him all the best in his endeavor and pray along with the family.
Yeah.
God will surely direct him and guide him wherever he is. Man, I'm just short of words.
I know.
I'm shedding tears, seriously. I just hold it very low. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Thank you so much. Etim is on the line. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, welcome, Etim. Good to have you join us.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Okay. We are going to miss him a lot.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, you have to take courage and also know change is a part of life.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And then you say he's no longer going to work for paid job.
Mm.
So we wish him well.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Take care and be strong.
I would. Thank you, Etim. Thank you so much. You see, I know some of you be like, why is she being too emotional about it? You have no idea. You have no idea. You have no idea. I know on your part, you know, you have been listening on the show, but it's different for us because we're not just co-hosts this time. We're also married, and it's a different experience being on the job. It's also a different experience being at home. And so I have gotten too used to this, that having not to have this, it's really, you know, yeah. So that's most likely why I am. Maybe, you know, I need to go for therapy to help me detach myself. We need to go on a break, Lagos. Stick around.
It's What's Up, Lagos, baby. Get set.
Welcome back. What's up, Lagos? It's still live. 0700-993-993-993. We have a few seconds before the news. A few minutes, rather, before the news. And yeah, I just broke a shocking news, and not everybody has been able to take it all in. I think I'm also still struggling to take it in. But along the line, we'll adjust. I mean, they say the constant thing is change, right? So change is bound to happen no matter how long we try to stay static. It will still change. Something will still change. As much as I struggled with it, trust me, I did struggle with it. For months, I would shed tears and cry, and I'll go back to ask him, are you sure? I go back to say, are you really sure? Are you sure of what you're doing? Are you really sure that you... And I forget that even myself, I heard in my spirit that there will be a time like this. But I fought with it. I fought with it with everything. I really did fight with it. Trust me. I did fight. But, I mean, trust me, this is one of the tests of submission in marriage. Trust me, this is one of the tests. But, you know, I had to succumb eventually because it's not coming directly from him. And we know where it's coming from. And when things like that happen, when you sacrifice your own sweet moment or what you think is best for you, when you sacrifice that and submit your own will to the will of God, the reward is usually heavy. You know what I mean? So I think it's a good thing. I think it's a good thing. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome. What's up, Lagos?
Very good morning.
Good morning to you.
Madam, you shattered the table.
I know. I shattered the whole thing. I didn't want to do it. You know, when I started the show, I was trying to cover up, but it wasn't, and I wasn't feeling myself.
The bomb hit me. When you are telling the story, water always come out from my eye.
Are you serious?
I always control myself.
Wow.
It's good. Yeah. I wish him best too.
Yeah, we all
I wish him best.
Thank you.
So we are together.
Yeah.
We are together, my sister.
Thank you.
All right, best luck.
Yeah. Thank you so much. All right, the phone lines are still buzzing. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning to you. Welcome.
Yeah, good morning, Andrea. Yeah.
What's your name?
I'm trying to come to the radio and walking away from me. I'm Igwe Victor. What's up, Lego?
Cheers to life.
It's so emotional to hear you sound the way you've been sounding. But I want to encourage you. Just be strong. When I was in the hospital, my wife used to have a brain surgery. My wife used to come back home, stay on her own, and cried all the way. At the end of the day, she will console herself. So the way you've been sounding makes us to feel so emotional. You know, it's not about death. It's about transformation. Hello?
I'm here with you.
It's about transformation because he's a man. There are times men choose to do the other way that they feel to be better for them. So I want to encourage you. When we miss wonderful presenters in this station, we feel so very bad.
Yeah.
I remember Paula. I remember Dini. Mm. I remember Tolulokwe Adelu Balogo.
Mm-hmm.
I remember Oluwa Peter Sheun. So the rest of you guys,
yeah.
Whenever there's a zit, we feel so
pain. Absolutely, absolutely.
But I want to encourage you, just be a strong woman as you be.
I am.
Yes.
Thank you.
God will be with you.
Thank
God will
you.
Be with you. Send me where to call it, so that God will be with him.
Amen. He'll be here. All right, 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. And yeah, you can drop a WhatsApp message as well. Hello.
Hello.
All right, move away from your radio. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Okay, you need to move away from your radio. Turn the volume down before you call the radio station. Hello. All right. Call us back if you can. Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
We'll be going to the newsroom shortly. Can you end the What's Up Lagos just yet? Welcome.
I just want to share you off. Yeah, basically, I do listen to your show, but this is my first time calling you.
Thank you.
I'm Benny from Offshore.
Welcome, Benny.
You know, every beginning is not always funny, but I believe the end will be superb.
Yeah, absolutely.
You are one of the most amazing and very straightforward woman I've ever seen come across in life.
Wow.
I wish you all the best and your lovely son and colleagues as well. Colleagues is a great man.
Thank you.
Yeah, I actually wanted to introduce someone to him, an eternal, his brother, a Cameroonian that is in Nigeria actually, but he's very unfortunate, but it is well.
All right, thank you so much.
My regards to him and your family.
We need to go on a break. We need to go to the newsroom. Stick around Lagos. We'll be right back. It's still What's Up Lagos. Yeah, still What's Up Lagos. 6 minutes past 11. Right here in Nigeria. Info 99.3. I am Andrea Odwobi Teke. I'll take a few WhatsApp messages. I'm sure some of you still want to send your best wishes to Collins Teke, the microphone heavyweight. But I will take a few WhatsApp messages before that. Let me see. Wow, a lot of messages. Okay. Wow. Where do I start from? All right, this one here is coming from... All right, this one's coming from who? You didn't put down your name, but you're saying... Andrea, I feel like crying here, but if you were so real, natural, funny, loving, entertaining. I know. Thank you so much for that. Let me see. Which one's this? Oh, goodness gracious, you guys. All right, this one's coming from Sam from Ipori. Says, good morning, though in tears, I wish your hubby well. We all need to be strong and wish him well. Absolutely. This one says, microphone heavyweight Collins Tucker, I miss you, sir. Yes, and we miss him too. Pastor Peter says, oh, mine, I want you to know it's a better thing that has happened. God will bless him and be with him and will never look back and regret, rather rejoice that he has made this wonderful decision. All right, Ade Toimbo says, Andrea... Because Collins just made me cry this morning. All right. Another says, what's up, Lagos? Andrea, did I just hear you say what you said? Okay, says, please, Collins should not leave us all. And screaming, Collins, come back. Come back. Okay, Emmanuel from Lekki says, what's up, Lagos? Since on Friday, I've been crying here. Till now, I can't control myself anymore. So sad for us. I wish him good luck. We love him. This is Emmanuel from Lekki. Emmanuel from Lekki, thank you. I see your message. Another one here says, Andrea, you just broke my heart with this story. Just shared about Collins' exit on radio. Another says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, Andrea. Please, what's going on? I just tuned in. Obaino from Okoko Maiko. Okay. Wow. Okay. This one here says, good morning, what's up, Lagos? I don't think I'll take that one on the air. Oku Delichuku in Agboju Amuwo says, good morning, Andrea. So no more callers on the show. This is wonderful couple. This wonderful couple inspires me. It's a good step in the right direction. I wish him the best in his new undertaking. You are already a super strong woman. At this point, it's out of your control or our control. At least we thank God for what he has done and what he is yet to do. Thank you so much. A lot of encouraging messages here. And trust me, I appreciate it. I really do appreciate it. I feel like I actually needed that. I actually did need that. Another one here is coming from Kenny from Magboro says, what's up, Lagos? This news this morning is very shocking to me. I look forward to listening to your program every morning, and you guys made me fall in love with Nigeria Info. I knew he was leaving already when he said he was going on a long leave. I wish him all the best and also pray God helps you to make the show continue. And also forgot to keep your home. Amen. Thank you for that prayer. Let me see. Okay, so this one says, what's up, Lagos? All is well. Only the courageous dare to soar. Be strong, sis, and we pray for supernatural elevation for Collins always. He was coding all through last week. I wish him success in his endeavors. All right, another one here is saying, this says, all the best. It's coming from Ikenna. Ikenna from Agro says, though we miss him, we're glad we'll still have you. And you're very capable of filling the gap. It hit us hard, but you're the hardest hit. And we cannot even imagine how not so easy it'll be for you. And the truth is, one day you'll leave too, because changes are certain. It says, my wife self, they cry. Aww, I know. But he says, all the best, Collins. Take care. All right. Let me see. Which one's this one now? Okay. This one's coming from Franklin. Says, what's up, Lagos? I'm just looking like a child whose candy was taken. He says, Christ, it is well. So you guys, I think it's a good thing for him. I know that when we're attached to something, we're something we love so much and we're, you know, it's no longer there. You miss it and it's very emotional. And that's why for me also, I've been feeling very emotional about it, because there's some sort of an attachment that's happened over time. And we've been doing it for a year and a few months. So yeah, we were not just attached. And something that it did to our marriage. And I know some you guys called to say, the show has helped my family, has helped my marriage. You guys coming together has inspired me. God bless you and all. But the truth is, we also need to be blessing you guys and thanking you for actually accepting us. Because something that show did to us was it brought us more together. We understood each other's emotions better. We became there, available for each other, both mentally, but physically. It helped us. It helped our bond so much. Maybe that's why I'm being emotional about it. But anyway, the phone lines are still open. 0700-993-993-993. I actually did have a topic. I actually did prepare for the show. Like, I actually did have a topic to, you know, come in on the air and talk about. I thought that I could all shoulder the whole thing and just, you know, make it all go away. But I noticed that I was only deceiving myself. Hello.
Hello, Andrea. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Welcome. What's your name?
I'm sad. I'm not happy.
I know, we all aren't. But I mean, look at the bright side. It's for a good cause.
I don't call you to come back, please. I was calling from Ireland.
Welcome.
It's like my week is going to be boring. Because I always
go
to you guys everything.
Yeah.
But I wish him all the best anyway.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
God crown all his efforts.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank
love
you.
Love you guys.
Yeah, love you too. Thank you so much for reaching out. 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. Chinedu is calling from VI this morning. Welcome, Chinedu. It's good to have you join us.
Hello, Andre. Good morning.
Hi. Welcome. Good morning.
This is first time caller.
Welcome.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Yeah, you just brought tears to my eyes this morning.
I know.
I've been listening to the show for over a year now, and I've never called.
Yeah.
Is there something we can do?
I know. I saw your message just now, and that's why I was laughing. Like, you said we should do a GoFundMe. A GoFundMe for what?
Just anything. We need him back.
Right.
Should I come and stage a protest?
No, don't do that.
I can just organize people. Come on, carry placards and stuff.
No. No.
We're going to miss him.
I know. We'll all miss
much.
Him. I know.
Yeah, we'll be here. We'll not let you miss him. We'll be here for you.
All right. Thank you so much. That's so encouraging.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Oh, thank you. Really, thank you so much. Joy is reaching out from Lagos. Welcome, Joy.
Hello.
Hi. Good to have
good
you.
Good morning, Lagos. This good morning, Lagos. You know, sweet this morning. You know, sweet.
I know.
Oh, my God. It's like something just, they just take away something from me. I don't know why, Sha.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, see, let me tell you one thing, eh?
Yeah.
When me and my husband, we are so attached that not that we work together,
yeah,
but the place he worked was very close to the house.
Okay.
So he always come to the house.
Mm-hmm.
So they not transfer him far. If you we weep together more than 1 week. We weep and weep. Oh my God.
So you can
both of you working together, yeah, in one place.
So you understand
my
where
God,
I'm coming
Lord,
from.
Lord is your strength. Mm-hmm. I really love you. God will continue to keep you. God will continue to guide him also. Let Amen. Everybody know say that man, the mark of that shall not touch. Yeah. It's upon his life, oh.
Yes, yes.
Nobody.
Yes.
We touch him.
Yes.
Because it's all for you.
Yes.
It's all for you.
Yes.
God bless you. I love you so much.
I love you too.
God will guide you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much. Ooh, at least one person understands my point. Yeah, at least one person understands me. Maybe not so directly, but I mean, to a large extent, understand my point of view. Oh, goodness. Wow. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. Welcome.
Thank you. I can't believe I'm
cool. Are you? Oh, please don't. Please don't. I know. Let it all out. I mean, let the emotion out. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. I know. Oh, goodness. All right, 0700-993-993-993, the female-only line, 01465-7190. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, welcome.
Oh. Hello?
Hello, I can hear you. Welcome. What's up, Lagos?
Yes, good morning, Andrea.
Good morning to you.
Yes, so this is Rebecca calling from Aja.
Yeah.
Yes.
Welcome.
This is not first of April, Abby.
It's not. It's the 23rd of May.
We are not in April Fool.
It's
though.
Not April Fool.
Okay. All right. We thank God for everything. God
Absolutely.
Says in everything we should give thanks.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes, yes. There's a time for everything.
Yeah.
So it is time to move on.
Yeah.
You cannot stop it. And
right.
God bless you for submitting to your husband's wishes.
Yes.
And God bless you for submitting to God's will,
yes,
concerning his life.
Yes.
And I pray he prospers wherever he has,
yes,
decided to move on to.
Yes.
And I pray God bless you, continue to bless your home,
yes,
and your work. And we continue with 99.3 as always. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much. I truly appreciate you. So for me, it's a huge lesson. There's a whole lot of lesson to learn. So if you're listening and the Techers has, or have one way or the other, inspired you, or you have learned from our relationship or our marriage, I'm not saying that we're perfect. I'm not saying that we have it all figured out. No, we don't. There's still a lot more to uncover in our marriage. I mean, we're still young. We'll be 4 years together in marriage. But in general, we've been together for a little above 6 years. So there's so much I know that we have, you know, brought on the air that you must have learned from. And this is one of it. So in marriage, there will be time where one person's decision would affect the other. And as much as you would try to fight it, as much as you would try to go against it, because you have every right to, but there are times that's, you just have to submit And you submit mostly because it's not just you this time. It's not just him this time. There is an authority over your marriage. That is, if you're one who you know for a fact that you have an authority that is not just you and your husband this time, that is above both of you. If you have such marriage, there will be times like this, and that's where your true submission will be tested. It would be tested, and trust me, mine was tested. I did all within my power. I came to the station. We proposed, you know, so much to say, just have him to stay. Just to have him stay. You know, but it didn't work out. That's a more pointer to the fact that there's something greater ahead. And I had to find the peace within my spirit to accept that, you know, yeah, it's for the greater cause. And you never can tell. The techies could pop up some other platform, you know, a digital platform, and you can have a good time with us there. Right? You can have a good time with us there. If you're not following the techies on Instagram, I think that's the best time for you to do that, because you never can tell. We might be all up in your faces on that platform. On Instagram, the .techies, if you would like to follow. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hi.
Wow.
It is, I know.
Let me sing two songs for Colin.
Okay.
We want to tell you we love you, Colin. We want to tell you we love you, Colin. We want to tell you we love you, Colin. From the bottom of our heart.
Aww.
For he is a jolly good fellow. For he is a jolly good fellow. For he is a jolly good fellow. And so fair. Andrea.
Yeah.
Well, family. Well, with all of you.
Yeah.
Do their job.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Change needs to come.
Mm-hmm.
Once in a lifetime.
Yeah.
Be strong. I know you are a strong lady, regardless of your age. The Lord will be with you.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord will be with your colleagues.
Mm-hmm.
My little son.
Oh.
This is ACT lady from Chicago.
Oh, thank you so much.
We love you.
We love you too.
We love you.
We love
Please
you.
Be strong.
I will.
Huh?
I will.
All is well.
All right.
We're with you any day.
Thank
Anytime.
You.
Anytime.
Thank you.
What's up, Legos?
Cheers to life. Okay, in just a few, we'll be stepping aside for Power Solutions. I know, the phone lines are still buzzing, a lot more messages. Everyone wants to say the goodbyes or the farewells, or, you know, some of us just are still in shock as to the current news hearing about Collins' exit. I know, it's a bit shocking for some of us, some of you. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome.
Good morning, Andre.
Good morning. Welcome. Good to have you join us.
Thank you. Thank you, my sister. I remember from a year ago plus, my brother was telling me that, calling my step out. I was like, I beg. Is it because of his wife came back that he stepped aside?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying, that was now, just trying his number to reach him. To break this news to him, but his number is not connected,
oh.
Honestly.
Why do you think he said that Collins must step out? Why do you think he said that?
I didn't even know. That very first day that we resumed, we were like, you know, take it. I said, it's the wife. He was like, that means Collins has to go. I said, it's a lie. Honestly.
Wow.
Honestly. See, I'm planning to go out like this, but I'm not thinking that I'm still going anywhere, honestly. Because, honestly, it's on her. But God is your strength, and I wish you well.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. My sister, I'm from Imo State.
Oh.
The Lord is your strength, man.
Yeah, thank you so much.
My regards to your son.
Heywood here. Shout out to you. Thank you so much. You've been keeping Ifeoma on the line. And Ifeoma is reaching us from Aja. Welcome, Ifeoma. It's good to have you.
Hello, good morning, Adobe.
Good morning. My name is Andrea. Adobe, not Adobe.
Okay, Andrea. Adobe.
Teke. Yes, thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just tuned. Okay, what's up, Lego?
Cheers to life. Cheers to life. Welcome.
I just tuned into the radio station and I heard people telling you the kids is really strong. So I don't really know what is really happening. That's why I had to call.
Oh, okay. So that people don't get anything twisted. It's not... So Colin stepped aside from radio. He took a bow off radio.
Oh,
okay. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, now I get the
view. Now you get it. Yeah.
Oh, we'll miss you.
Yeah, everyone would.
No. Yeah, no problem.
All right.
But
then.
All the same, we still love What's Up Lagos.
You
and
love.
We still love you.
Thank you. Thank you, Foma. We do appreciate you. So people don't get it twisted. Nobody died, all right? Nobody died. In fact, it's a good news. It's a good news looking at it. It's just that we're emotionally tied to it. That's why we feel this way. We're going on a break shortly.
More news and information coming up. We'll be back in a moment.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
It's still What's Up Lagos 11:29, and we'll be stepping aside for Power Solutions shortly. But I have WhatsApp messages, and I will take just a few, and then we wrap it up. All right, this one's coming from Cyril. Sorry, your name's not Cyril. Oh, goodness, that message went off. Okay. All right, Yeah, Cyril from India. He says, good morning, Andrea. Well, I'm specialist. Didn't see this coming, having ghost born all over me. It is well. The show must go on in as much as we must miss him here, I believe, and pray for him that his decision will bring greater blessings and success to his home. To your home, it says amen. And for you, Andrea, God will give you and us the strength to keep the show more greater again. Is there any way to bring all the family together so we can celebrate Collins? We love him so much. Yeah, there's a way. Okay, maybe we should... Okay, you know what? Follow him on his platform, Collins_Teke on Instagram. I'm sure that he has an announcement to give shortly. So maybe you should reach him out on his platform. For me, I'm Andrea_Teke. So if you have any suggestions on how you want to celebrate him, we could talk in private. But for now, I will be stepping aside. Power Solution coming up right now. It's been good. I mean, I feel so much more relaxed that I was able to break the news. I thought I could all, you know, mask the whole thing, but it wasn't working. So if your heart was broken, I apologize on his behalf. And on behalf of Nigeria Info. But we're here and the show must go on. For now, I will be stepping aside. I am Andrea Adobe. Check it.